Some may see it as a procedural vote when the Ypsilanti City Council takes up whether or not to approve Eastern Michigan University's plan to privatize parking on campus, but others see it as an opportunity to try and stop the process. This is Lisa Berry, and the Eastern Michigan University Board of Regents approved a new agreement to monetize its parking system on campus during a meeting last December. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk more about the planned vote this evening is Ypsilanti City Councilwoman and candidate for Mayor Beth Beshaird. Welcome.
Good afternoon, and thank you.
As I understand it, since the university's parking is within city limits, the council has to give it final approval?
It has to do more with one of the bonds related to the parking is related to the city jurisdiction, and that's why it's coming to us.
And can you share how you plan to vote?
I have some questions for both EMU and for city staff before I cast my vote. I have concerns in general with privatization, and EMU seems to be making a lot of moves in that direction. I also have an investment. The city has an investment in EMU's fiscal stability. And so before I cast my vote today, I want to ask them just a couple of questions.
Now, are you aware the EMU AAUP is encouraging members to show up at the meeting and encourage mm-hmm. council members to table or reject the matter?
I'm aware. I have been approached by both sides of the question, and several of them have been union representatives.
And the union maintains it's bad for students and bad for the city. Do you have an opinion on that yet?
I don't know that they've made their argument that it's bad for the city. I do believe that privatization undermines unions. It's a step away from keeping things and business and money within the state and within the local economy. Those factors concern me a lot. I don't know how they could have a parking system that is not income generating. That's astonishing to me. And to have to privatize that as a way of cutting costs, is one of the questions that I have. How could it not be income generating? I don't believe that they've shown that it's harmful to students yet. So that argument has yet to be proven to me.
As I understand it, the 35-year agreement provides an upfront payment of $55 million from the contractors mm-hmm. to the university, so they mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. will benefit from that financially.
Mm-hmm. And again, EMU is struggling with some really significant fiscal issues, having been part of our city's struggle to deal with our fiscal issues. I have a lot of sympathy and empathy for what they're going through and the solutions that they're trying out.
Have you heard from your other fellow council members how they intend to vote?
I have not.
If you had to predict if this is going to get approved or not, can you make that prediction?
No, I don't really have a prediction. I know a couple people have some serious questions. And there's too many council people that who I have not talked to yet that, and I don't really have an inclination or an indication of how they're going to vote. So, no, I don't have a prediction at this time.
It will be interesting, though, for sure.
Well, it will. And, I hope that, people, that we have the right people there to give us the answers to the questions that I have. I want to help the city and EMU make the best choice possible.
Ypsilanti Councilwoman Beth Beshaird talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU about tonight's vote. I think initially people thought it was just rubber stamping it, but it may not be, of the privatization of parking on the Eastern Michigan University campus. Thanks for sharing your input with us here.
Thank you so much.